nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that silently spreads. There's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty.
Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'll be your host, Tom D. And it is, boy, November is almost half gone. November 14th. And it is 5 p.m. in Central Time. And, boy, it could be 5 a.m. anywhere on the planet. So I'll tell you, I'm moving to Texas. I still haven't gotten all the time zones. I still get messed up. I still miss appointments and calls and things like that because my body has been on Eastern Standard Time for so many years that it's going to take more than 3 years of being here in Texas. But I still love it down here. I just, especially right now, boy, some of my friends are sending me the temperatures up there in New Hampshire and stuff, and it's like in the 20s already and trying to snow. So ha ha ha, you didn't move down here like I told you to, so you've got to suffer. Anyway, we have a couple of special guests today. We have Don Wiskin of Extendivite Fortune and Fame, and he's going to be my guest for the first half hour. And I've never had the privilege of doing a show with him as a guest, so hopefully I won't mumble it up, but I'm going to do my very best. And then after the first break at 5:30, or the second break, because there's one at 5:20, we will have Roger Sales, and we are going to be discussing the citizen national status in regards to the Second Amendment, to the draft, to a lot of other appropriate subjects that when you become a national citizen instead of a United States citizen, you get relieved of a lot of entanglements with our friends over there in that foreign country called Washington, D.C. So I'm really looking forward to that. I've had many discussions with Roger. I've done many hours with him on RBN and off RBN, and it's just an amazing fella. So please stay on after we have experienced Don Wiskin's information, and I will look forward to hopefully talking with you. So, Mr. Wiskin, how are you? My name is Tom D.
Well, hello, Tom D. I'm very well, and thanks for having me on, even though I'm in Eastern time.
Yeah, well, it depends. You know, you could be in Florida, you know, and it'd still have the nice weather because that's where I grew up. But, you know, because I went in the military and then it ended up working for the government and working in nuclear power, I got mainly dragged into the Northeast and kind of got stuck between New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Maryland, Delaware area for, I don't know, 20 some years. So, but, you know, 2018, we said that's enough. No more snow, no more ice, no more cold weather, no more slipping and falling and hopefully possibly breaking something. So it wasn't going to take that chance anymore. So off to Texas we went.
Well, good for you. But I am actually sitting in Canada. I'm right down there at the end of Lake Ontario, so where the Thousand Islands are. I'm north of Watertown. But it is cold here. It snowed yesterday morning. Right now it's 36 degrees, and this week's going to be fairly warm, but next week we're going to cool off, and we're waiting for snow any day now. I know it's
well,
coming up.
That's pretty cool. I'm a Canuck, too. My grandmother's from Canada. She came through Ellis Island when she was 15 with her 16-year-old cousin. They came here by themselves, and the rest is history. You know, that was really cool. So
fantastic. Whereabouts in Canada were they?
She was over, you know, it just went right out of my head. it's over on the eastern shore over there, something Bay. And if my wife was handy, I could ask her because she knows all that stuff because she's a genealogist. It'll come to me. I'll think of it.
And it's all right. You know. I mean, the East Coast, there's a lot of places to be. Yeah. That's for darn sure. I was, our family actually is from New Brunswick. We had two of my great-grandfathers, great-grandfather and his brother came over on the boat from England, and that's how we got here. So I'm third, one, two, three, four. I'm four generations. That's a long time.
Yeah, let's see. So I guess I'm third since my grandmother, Canada, and my mother was second generation Scotch-Irish, so, you know, I got, I guess that's where I got all my red hair from me mom.
So would it be the Bay of Fundy that you were thinking of?
No, I'll think of it, but, you know, but it was close. We used to go to Prince Edward Island when I was a kid and go up there on vacation, fishing and camping and stuff, and it was really nice, you know, it was pleasant, you know.
That's good.
Yes. So tell me and our audience all about Extendivite so that they may be able to learn some information and become healthier and feeling better, I guess, is the proper term from the use of Extendivite.
Sure. Tom, I've been doing this for 24 years. So, you know, the list of what has happened to people just goes on and on and on. Extendivite is a garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. That's the seven ingredients that make up Extendivite. I just actually answered a call yesterday morning. A guy phoned, ordered some product, and he said, you know, I've been taking this for quite a while now. I'm really impressed. I love your capsules, and I listen to RBN all the time. I love your commercials. And I was, you know, really glad to hear that, because not everybody comes on and says that. But, you know, a lot of people come on and tell us what it has done for them and how it has improved their overall health and given them back some of the things that they really are, you know, wanting in life, like energy and the ability to go for a walk and do things instead of being stuck sitting in a sedentary lifestyle. You know, Extendivite has really helped to change a lot of people's lives. And just like it says in our commercial, extend your life with Extendivite. You know, the garlic, the cayenne, the bilberry, the hawthorn, those are all good heart-related products. And, you know, we've got the milk thistle in there. The milk thistle is the number one potent liver rejuvenator since 1995. And milk thistle is just a weed. And I've got one in my backyard. I've got more than one in my backyard. But, you know, they're really nice little purple flowers. It's amazing what God left here on this earth for us to look after our health.
You know, I wonder if that grow down here, because I just got my own piece of the ground out here, and there was some really strange looking purple flowers that were growing up. They were like real tall, and then they had a big purple thing at the top of them.
Yeah,
it looked like they had little thorns or something on them, but they weren't thorny. Is that milk thistle?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
To a tea. And that's a liver rejuvenator. You know, in life, we get a lot of heavy metals, but we can't get them out of our body. But you take the garlic and the Extendivite. It has over 70 different sulfur compounds. 30 of them slowly chelate the heavy metals out of the liver. And then the milk thistle comes along and improves the liver's ability to clean your blood, because that's what it does. Your liver is a filter for your blood. And so if you don't have a liver, you don't have a life. And, you know, that's why a liver, you can cut a piece off of it and it'll regrow. It's, you know, it's like a starfish in a way. It's one of the only organs in our bodies that rebuilds itself. And, you know, I've had friends who've had liver damage and they thought they were going to die, but they managed to survive and have a liver transplant. And they're, you know, they're doing really well now, but they weren't doing well at all when their liver was failing them. It's really sad what's happening in this world.
Yeah, it's funny. My wife was just talking about liver issues today, and that's just funny that you should mention that, because she was talking about the same exact thing, that they could, you know, if you, some reason you ended up with cancer or something like that, that you could cut out that part and the liver would regrow itself. That's an amazing thing.
It is. I mean, this is how, you know, we're supposed to live. We're supposed to be able to do well. But, you know, unfortunately, we're heading towards a epidemic of type 2 diabetes. And a lot of that has to do with the food that we're eating. And, you know, I can't believe sometimes how bad some of our food is for us. But we continue to eat it because, you know, we doubt that it's got any problems. We doubt that it's going to hurt us. And so, you know, on we go with eating the wrong foods, thinking you're doing the right thing.
Yeah, and a lot of times these foods, too, they've created them in such a manner that you almost get addicted to them. You know, kind of like cigarettes and alcohol, which also affect your liver, which milk thistle would be a big help for. So looks like Extendivite won't just help your liver. It looks like it's going to maybe help a lot of things.
Well, I myself, the reason I got involved, in 1998, I was 42 years old. I had a massive heart attack. Now, I had just lost my mother, my brother, in January and February. This was in June that had happened to me. In July of the year before, my 44-year-old brother passed away. And in 1994, my 62-year-old father passed away. So all of these people died from complications or heart disease. I myself had a massive heart attack. I got to the hospital. I didn't get there in time, though, because I lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue. I had a 95% blockage. I got stented in one of my arteries, and the others were about 75% plugged, but they were good enough to let me out of there. And, you know, they were thinking that maybe I'd get better. And I wasn't really doing that well. And the next year, my wife took a tofu cooking class and came home with this stuff. And I said, oh, what's this? And she told me about it. And I said, you know what? I'm going to try it. And I just kept buying it and buying it. Now, when I bought it, it was only in liquid form. They didn't have capsules. In 2003, I went and talked to a company in Montreal, and they said, yes, we can do it. And I had to make me my capsules. And now our capsules are the best-selling thing that we have. The liquid is still popular, but not as popular as the capsules. You know, they work so well.
Yeah, the liquid if you're using the liquid, how big of a dose would like would be like a teaspoon, a tablespoon, a half a cup? But what would be the equivalent of the capsules versus in liquid?
Well, in the very beginning, I used to say that the liquid was 15 drops three times a day under your tongue, about the height of the tip of your thumb. But now I have a regulated, now in Canada, we're in millimeters. So it's a 100 millimeter bottle, which is about 3.4 ounces. But when you take out the eyedropper and you squeeze it, it only brings out a half a mil. So you take a half a mil three times a day. And this 100 mil would last approximately 60 to 66 days.
Okay. Yeah, I know that putting liquids, especially that kind of stuff, under your tongue is a really good way for it to be absorbed into your body where, you know, I mean, do you still sell it in a liquid or is it just capsules only now?
Actually, I just took a shot of liquid when I was just saying what I was saying. I keep it right here on my desk. You know, yes, we do sell liquid. Liquid is still, some people prefer it because you don't have to have any food. Now, not everybody has to take food. John Stuart Miller used to always say he took his capsules with his coffee. And I just, I cringe because, you know, you're taking a capsule with something warm and that capsule's going to dissolve rather quickly. And I was thinking to myself, oh my goodness gracious there, John, what's going to happen to you? But he said he didn't mind it at all and it never bothered him. But some people, if they take the capsules without eating some food afterwards, it does repeat. But the capsule is supposed to get into your intestines, and that's where it works. The liquid, it's under your tongue. I ask you to hold it in your mouth for 1 minute. And somebody told me one time that it goes through your bloodstream 11 times in that very first minute that you're waiting and holding it in your mouth. And then after, when you swallow, it's just saliva because it's all been soaked in. You know, the under your tongue is where you put the nitroglycerin.
Yes,
if you're having a heart problem. Yes.
Yeah, well, I worked for 8 years. I worked at a cardiology firm, and I used to when I was over at the hospital side where we had a couple of our offices, I used to go into the cath lab, and I would watch that going on, and it was like a train of people down the hallway coming in to get stents put in and what that, and I asked the doctor one time. I said this is pretty interesting, because I was watching the whole procedure. I was in the behind the glass, you know, we're watching them. They put a thing up your vein from your leg all the way up to your heart, and you could see it on the monitor. And it's like, you know, it's amazing. But you know, I'd like to come back and watch some more. I said, when are you doing the next one? And he looked at his watch. He says, you got time now? we got all people. So many people are having heart problems, and it's, you know, having something like this has got to be on the line of a miracle. If this, you know, imagine what the cayenne does. Boy, I love cayenne pepper, you know, and that gets you springing.
It opens up your arteries, lets that blood flow. That's for darn sure.
So, but what are the other ingredients? What are the, you know, each of the ingredients in Extenovate? What does each of those do for the body? Because I'm really interested in learning all about this.
Well, I'll tell you, hawthorn is, the German Commission E considers hawthorn a heart tonic by itself. They will prescribe hawthorn to you if you're having heart problems first, before they will set you up with allopathic medicine. Hawthorn does a very nice job. It's amazing what, you know, what the hawthorn does for you. It's got garlic, and garlic, you know, has been used all over the world for thousands of years for a wide range of conditions. People love it, and people cook with it. Now, when you cook with garlic, it doesn't act like this. What we've done is we've crushed the garlic to get the allicin out, because the allicin is the active ingredient. And that's the thing that you want to get going inside of your system. But as I also said, the sulfur content also helps to clean out your liver. I mentioned hawthorn earlier. Hawthorn can increase blood flow to the heart and brain. Protects the heart from irregular beats, enhances the strength of the heart's contractions, and mildly lowers blood pressure. You know, there's a lot of benefits to the herbs in this. The valerian, as I mentioned, we put it in there to help calm you, because most people with heart disease, they're hyperactive. You know, they're always, their heart is beating at a faster rate, or something is going on. And so they're always on the edge, and you need some of the calming effect so that the other herbs are allowed to go to work more effectively while you're taking that valerian. Ginkgo biloba is to help counteract the effects of aging, including mental fatigue and lack of energy. Ginkgo, as you know, is good for the heart and brain. It allows more oxygen to get to the heart and brain, so it helps improve the blood flow. Milk thistle, as I mentioned, the most suggested herb for liver health. In fact, this herb has got so much attention in the health food world that you put it third just to give the other superstars a chance.
All right, Ron, I hate to interrupt you. We got a commercial to do real quick, and then we'll be right back. But that was great. I want to ask you another question.
I think
question
you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom, illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Jump back in here with Don, because I, you know, that's the one thing I hate is, you know, to have to cut off somebody when they're deep in thought on stuff like this. And we got to go to commercial, but you know what? We got to pay the bills. But then again, you know, that's why you're here too. You're helping us stay healthy. You're helping us keep RBN on the air. And I can't thank you enough about that. And I just thought my grandmother was from Greenspond. And my great-grandfather was from St. John's Bay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so popped in my head during a commercial. Anyway.
Good.
I want to ask you about the allicin, because that's an important thing that when you extract the allicin, that has to be done really quickly, doesn't it, to grab that before it goes bad or gets air in it or something like that? I forget exactly.
You know, in our liquid, what they do is they actually – process the garlic in alcohol, and the alcohol just takes everything you need out of the garlic, and then we dispose of the garlic and just use the alcohol liquid. In the capsules, the garlic is crushed, and then it's powderized, and it's put in there. In the capsules, we actually guarantee 2% allicin at the expiry date on our bottle. So our product will still test at 2% of allicin content after 5 years of being in our bottle. So it's the way they make it, it's very well done. I mean, you know, I'm using companies that are highly regulated. You know, they agree with all of Health Canada's manufacturing rules, and they follow them to a T. I actually have a natural product number, which in 2000, when I first got involved in this, Health Canada was starting to get involved in the natural medicine and regulating it because of TMC, the traditional Chinese medicine. It's so popular that they had to do something. And they came up with all these monograms on the herbs. And it was, you had to have a license by December of 2013. And I got mine just before that because it was such a hard thing to get. It was very, very expensive. I mean, Health Canada was just, some people were asking for $16,000 to $20,000 just to submit the paperwork for you. It was very bad.
My goodness. Well, you know, if you're not a major pharmaceutical pushing out poison to the populace, then, you know, we're going to try to stop you every way we can. But I'm glad you were very successful in doing that. So it seems like Canada, was Canada behind the times as far as the United States? I know everybody was probably behind the times from China, but they've been doing herbal remedies for, you know, thousands of years. But how is Canada's perception of going natural compared to the United States, if you know?
Well, the United States has been following us very closely because they're quite interested in how this works for us and, you know, what happens, because, you know, nobody wants to make people sick. And so, you know, out of there was 98,000 and plus 98,000 applications for an NPN. And only 47,000 of them got approved at the time that I applied. So, you know, that was half of the products that were just cut right away. But the United States has been watching us very, very closely. But at the same time, you know, we still have to follow the FDA rules, and we have to comply so that we don't get in any trouble on that side of the border. So it's been an interesting journey over the last 23, 24 years that I've been involved in this. I actually started taking it in 1999 myself. And when I did, remember I mentioned I had a 35% damage to my heart tissue?
Yes, you did.
7 months after taking this, I had a poking pain in my chest. So I went to my doctor, and because of the damage to my heart, she wanted to put me on disability. And I said to her, I'll tell you what, let's do some tests. So we took some tests, and it turned out that the poking pain in my chest was blood and oxygen back in the dead heart tissue. My 95% blockage was gone. My doctor photocopied my medical records and said, no one will ever believe that you had a heart attack. And I just kind of chuckled to myself and said, thank you very much. And I went about my life. But I started yelling this at the top of my lungs to anyone who would listen. And I got on a radio show in 2000 in Vancouver. And that's where all my trouble began.
Wow. Well, you got my attention, because I am going to have my wife take a good look at it. And now if someone wants to purchase this, I'm sure you have a website that you could give to us, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I've been my website is heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Also extendivite.com, extendovite, and VITE is vite, which is Latin for life. And our phone number is 1-877-928-8822.
Okay, well, do you mind sticking around just to over the break real quick? I want to ask you one more question.
Okay,
thank you so much. Hold on. We'll be right back, folks. Write down that phone number.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey there. are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org. Smash that donate button. Like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United
States.
With
anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say. Yeah, the dancing Israelis. So
even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, folks, we are back. We have our special guest, Don Wiskin of Extendivite fame. Don, could you repeat the contact information, the website and the phone number again? Because you got bumped up against the break, and I want to make sure everybody had a chance to write it down and heard it.
Okay, great. So our website is heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. And our phone number is 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. And that number is available from anywhere in North America.
Okay, great. All right. So it'll call into Canada. Well, I guess that's a Canadian number, eh?
Sure. It's a Bell number. It's a toll-free number from Bell. So, you know, Bell is everywhere. Thank God.
Yeah, one of my friends in Alberta told me, he says, whoever said if you do a job right the first time, you'll never have to do it again, never shoveled snow in Canada.
Oh, wow. How come?
Hey, you know, I grew up in a little town, Westchester County, New York, and we lived right on a lake. And I'll tell you, there was some nights that we got 6-7 foot overnight because of the lake effect. And I know being up there, if you're near any water, boy, it's just, you know, it's like a snow machine, you know.
So, well, we're just north of Lake Ontario, just north, because I'm right at the mouth of the St. Lawrence Seaway. But right. The snow belt is below us in Watertown and New York and Buffalo, all across the lower or all across that upper New York state. They get it a lot worse than us.
Yeah. Well, Don, I thank you so much for your time. I hope that you come back and join me again. Maybe if I can work it out, I'll have another Tuesday next month, and you can come on and be my guest again, and we can dig into this even deeper.
I would certainly appreciate it, and you'll by then have had a chance to take a look at the extendivite and give it a shot yourself. So, yes, I look forward to it. Thank you very much, Tom. It's been very enjoyable. I must say that, you know, you're as good as it gets when it comes to missing John.
I know. It's sad. I mean, you know, I miss going over to his house and sitting with him. I mean, I moved from Pennsylvania down to Round Rock to help with this network and help John. And, you know, we'd become pretty good friends. And I only lived 10 minutes from his house, and I used to go over there all the time and sit with him. We'd just talk about anything and everything. And just so sad. I mean, it's 2 years now. It's just, you know, every time I hear the National Intel Report soundtrack, I just, you know, puts me really makes me really sad. So, yeah. But I'm happy to have known him when I did. I wish I'd met him years ago, and I don't know why, but at least I got, you know, a few years with him, and that was great. So,
I've been close to 20 years on this network with him. As long as he's had this network, I've been here pretty well.
Okay. Well, thank you again very much, and I hope to talk to you again soon. And we're going to give the extendivite a good try and see how it works, and I'll let you know next time I talk to you.
Thank you very much.
Okay. You have a good evening.
Okay. Bye for now.
Okay. Bye-bye. All righty, folks. So please support our advertisers. Don Wiskin has an amazing product. I feel that you will benefit from it greatly. Give it a try. You know what? If you never try it, you'll never know. So give it a shot. Give us some feedback. Let Don know if it's helped you. And I have a lot of confidence that it will because John Stattmiller was a big believer, used it all the time. So I don't. I have no doubts that if John was using it, it's got to be a great product. So thank you, Don Wiskin, and we will talk to you again. All right, so as I promised, we have the famous, or maybe I should say infamous, Roger Sales, who is going to explain to us. He's been on the network here. He's spent many hours with me on the show explaining what the difference is between a United States citizen and a United States of America citizen, or a U.S. national, and what that change of status can do for your mind, your body, your health, your outlook on life, and, you know what, a whole bunch of other things. But we're going to discuss I'm don't know if he wants to give a quick overview of what a national is in case there's somebody out there, which I hope is a new listener and not sure, you know, like, you know, what the hell are you talking about? I'm a U.S. citizen. Yeah. Okay. Well, you're going to find out that maybe you were mistaken and you've been misled all your life. And we're going to discuss things like how being a national affects your protections of the Second Amendment. Maybe you have a family member or even yourself or might be facing the draft. If Crazy Joe gets his way and he starts a war and they start saying, hey, you got to come with us and put on a helmet and a gun, take this gun and go over there and kill strangers that you've never met. It might be a way out of it. So I'd like to introduce Roger Sales. Hello, Roger.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you, bud. Thanks for asking me over. You know, it's so funny. I've been messing with this for over 31 years. And when my 31st year, when I stumbled across it in 92 and trying to, I kind of consider it to be the Patriots Rubik's Cube, because that's kind of what it is. All these people have been spinning that cube for years and nobody could ever get all the colors right. And as you know, you've studied this, you self-proclaimed for 40 years. And when Tom really sat down and we got a chance to talk, he said, I've been looking for this for 40 years. And that's what it is. Okay. It's not an answer. It's the answer. All right.
Yeah, this is this is definitely a lot easier to straighten out than it is to solve a Rubik's Cube, unless you did what I did. You peel the colors off and just stick them on the right places.
Or get so aggravated you throw it up against the wall and end up in federal prison for some IRS violation. And we want to avoid all of that. What they've done is really simple. The deeper I get into it and the more I understand it, the simpler it gets. And so that's how I try and expose people to it, because it can be extremely complex. The reason for that is because they've enslaved you in your mind. And they've done it by implanting an opposite 180 degree opposite definition of keywords into your subconscious. And so that overrules the 10% of your consciousness normally. And what we help you do is realign those two parts of your brain where they're working in tandem. And as Dr. Bruce Lipton, a guy probably some people have heard his name, pretty excellent researcher, good guy. I heard him say on Joyce Riley, they were talking about this one day years ago, and he said, when the conscious and the subconscious start working together, it is empowering. And that's exactly what happens, is you get re-empowered, and you're re-empowered with what you were supposed to get at birth, with God-given rights that have been stolen from you, in essence. In the big picture here, especially for Christian folks, in the big, big picture here, the simplicity of this is Esau, Edom, stolen his birthright back. I mean, that literally is how complicated it is. And what we've done is figured out how he did that and present to you that you've got a choice that you more than likely didn't know you had. I'm not going to tell you to do it. It's your choice. Just like your spirituality, your political status, and your freedom's your choice too. But I figure my duty is to let you know that you've got a choice you didn't know you have, and try and explain it because of the complexity. And so that's kind of the attitude I've taken towards what I do, Tom. I can't go out and beat people over the head with it. I've tried that. It doesn't work real well. It breaks up friendships and stuff. And so what I've learned is that you've got to get in front of an audience like we are here and throw it out there and see who reacts. And what's happened is the radical changes we've seen in our country since COVID have made a lot of people that wouldn't have been interested before, they're looking for answers. And if you're one of those folks, it's something you definitely ought to look into, because it's real. And it works. And they recognize it. And I know it's hard to believe for people, but they recognize this. And we have example after example after example, rescuing a rebellious daughter from CPS where the daughter was already in their clutches. They present the affidavit with three attorneys in the room. They ask them to leave the room, come out in 5 minutes and say, you and your daughter are free to leave. Those kind of things, okay? You name me anybody else that's able to get a kid out of CPS's clutches.
Oh yeah, once they're in, they're like glue. You know, it's almost impossible to remove that
clutch. Oh yeah, especially
it's that. Just amazing so what they can
let
do.
Let me just give a short kind of brief explanation for the folks that maybe have never heard this before. Okay. And at the start of our country, from the Articles of Confederation, that was in the 1860s or early 70s, somewhere in there, from the start of that document up until the Civil War and 2 years after it, there was only one political status in the country. And that was, if you were a citizen of one of the several states, you banded together, even though they looked at the states as separate countries in those days. It was your country was Virginia or New Hampshire or whatever. Those were banded together under the banner of the United States of America. Okay. And so that went along until the Civil War, which I think I can prove to you was fought to set this system up we're living in right now. Okay. I believe I can prove it to you just by looking at the 13th and 14th Amendments. Now that we know the end game, we can go back and see how they set it up and how it works. And it's right there in the 13th and 14th Amendment if you know a bunch of background stuff that a lot of people don't know, and you can see easily how it operates, okay? But anyway, that was set up, of course, on the surface, predominantly for former black slaves. It wasn't all, couldn't have been, but it predominantly, probably in the high 90s percentile, okay? So it was automatically looked at in what we call the Jim Crow laws, right? And I can't imagine anybody not knowing about those, but if you don't, that's where you had that period of time. It was from, the 1868 until easily up into the last century, okay? And they were called Jim Crow laws. Jim Crow, by the way, Tom, was an old popular song from earlier in the 1800s called Jumpin' Jim Crow. And they took that and assigned that impression from what that song made and applied it over here to this new mainly black second-tier citizen, in essence. There are federal citizens. See, there was no federal citizenship when it was just the states. That was a void. In fact, really, it seems to me that those people that were born and raised there were stateless, because even though they were in the continental United States, they weren't in a state, so they weren't a state citizen, and they had no other political affiliation. So it's a really interesting subject when you think into it and understand. And I've been, like I said, messing with this for many years, and I can think really deep in the cracks here, you know. And anyway, so that set up the Jim Crow laws. And the Jim Crow laws were that period of time where you had separate black and white facilities, you know, drinking fountains, restaurants, railroads, everything was separated and segregated. And that was segregation, of course. And so, but when you really understand it, Tom, it wasn't a black-white issue. It was just framed that way. It was a political status issue. One of them was a state citizen with God-given rights and constitutional protections, and the other was the new federal citizen with civil rights given by the federal government, and hiding underneath that is the feudal system. So you were actually government federal property, not knowing it. And in essence, what they did was take the black slave off of the southern plantation and put him on the federal plantation. And a number of decades later, about 60 years later, they tricked us all into that condition. And that's what they ask you, the two questions. Are you a citizen of the United States? Are you a resident? And you always sign something. And what they're asking you is, are you a federal citizen akin to black slaves after the Civil War with man-given civil rights and federal citizenship? Instead of just a citizen of the United States where you think it's the country, you're giving them agreement on a fraudulent contract. We can get into that in more detail. But they're asking you for agreement on this contract with those two questions. The second one, are you a resident? You think that means I live there. Well, it does. It can, but not here. Anytime the word resident is used in any legal context, any legal context, it is always defined legally, which means they're asking you, what set of laws do you live under, basically? Do you live under federal laws and all these administrative agencies where we can make these man-made regulations and ding you with them? And you go, yeah, yeah, and you sign something. You've agreed to a contract. Because it's fraud and because everything's got to be voluntary, the condition is called voluntary servitude. You can volunteer out of it.
Yeah, even though they lied to you. Now, even the 14th Amendment, though, didn't give black men, because women weren't allowed to vote until, what, the early 1900s?
Well, we're not talking, it doesn't matter. Voting's different. We're talking
right.
About status.
Yeah, but I mean, the 14th Amendment didn't even give them the right to vote. They had to add another amendment to the Constitution just to allow for that. So,
well, for women, but not for blacks.
No, for black males, they, by the 15th Amendment, they were given the right to
correct
vote, but yeah. So even with the 14th Amendment, they still weren't. They were still. The 14th Amendment just made slaves out of all of us.
Okay. Let look at it this way: the old white men that ran the country back then. We hear white men, old white men, demonized a lot lately, don't we? The old gentry crowd back then that ran the country. Do you think in any infinite part of your imagination that they're going to take former black illiterate slaves and give them the same political status they had?
Absolutely not.
I mean, do you think there's even a fintismal chance of that?
Nope, no, not a chance. Not a chance whatsoever.
So they did give them a status, but it was a secondary status. And what people don't understand, and I can explain if you'd like, is that underneath
I think we got a break coming up if okay. you want to. I'm not sure, but go ahead.
All right. Well, very cleverly hidden on the 14th Amendment is the feudal system. And you got people today that are talking about birthright citizenship that still don't understand that. Sounds like a break.
Let's bookmark that for after the break. And we will be right back, folks, with Roger Sales as my guest. And just take a break, go to the bathroom, get a drink, and come on back. You don't want to miss the rest of it.
Gotcha.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Folks, we're back. As much as I like to listen to music, I think listening to Roger Sales is much more important, especially for everybody out there. So, Roger, you left off with birthright citizenship.
Well, you know, we've been hearing about that a lot the last couple of years. It came up when Trump was in office a couple of times. I just about pooped my pants when somebody started talking about it. And then here, just in the last day, I heard an interview with the guy from that is the head of VDARE. You is a website. It's really got a lot of anti-immigration stuff. They're going after him, and he made quite an illustrative resume this guy had, by the way, on all the magazines. He's been an editor to that runs that site. He said we got to get rid of birthright citizenship. He said both DeSantis and Trump have said something about it recently. Well, you're never going to get rid of birthright citizenship because it's the system. And they and all the attorneys out there have never put this together. And the only reason I know it is because my law teacher studied this stuff for most of his life outside of law school and literally lived this life. He lived in the 1500s, Tom. I mean, everything was feudal this, you know. So that's where I learned it, and he's just dead right over the mark. See, you hear people say we're in a neo-feudal system. You're in the feudal system, buddy. It might be new, but it's just the old feudal system. You remember hearing people that use the term the system? Well, what they missed is the adjective. It's the feudal system. Okay, and it's connected through birthright citizenship, and this is how, you know, for the audience. Let me ask a rhetorical question. Do you think these people think like we do? Can you look around the world and everything that's going on and even imagine that they think like we do?
No.
Now, they know how we think really well, but we don't know how they think. And that's what I'm going to show you right here. Okay.
Okay.
And the way they think is this. Birthright citizenship. You know, you're in Texas down there, Tom. You're pretty familiar with the term water babies, I would assume.
Yeah, a little bit different prerogative, but yes, pejorative.
Okay, for the audience that has never heard that term, and it's when the Mexican mom gets across the river, has the child on the United States side, the child's a citizen of the United States, the mother and father are Mexican nationals.
Yeah, they're called anchor babies, and
correct.
No other country does that, do they?
There are a few. I'm going to explain the whole thing to you right here. It's pretty simple. This is an either or deal. They're either Mexican. The child's either Mexican or it's American. Okay. There's two ways to transfer hereditament. It's called jus sanguinis, which is by blood. Just, J-U-S, law, and the other is just tierra, T-I-E-R-R-A, or dirt. I hear music. We'll hold it on dirt. See you in a minute.
Okay, be right back, folks. Hang on.
We need leaders to lead us, not stick us and bleed us. Take all our money and send it abroad.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Thank you. listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.